Bon dia a tots.
Coming to the 10th International Seminar on the Observatory of Audiences of Cultural Heritage. First, we will be giving the floor to Eduard Vicente, the General Manager of the Barcelona Contemporary Art Museum, MACBA. Hello, good morning, everyone. First, I'd like to congratulate you all because we are celebrating the 10th seminar of the Observatory, and you're living evidence that time flies. I remember as if it were yesterday when we were welcoming you to the 9th session in 2024. But of course, we want to celebrate this. We feel honored that we have an annual event of the Observatory of Audiences, and you are completely spot on with the topic of this year's event, this combination of digital audiences and in-person visitors to museum. It's timely because yesterday here at MACBA, in our governing body meeting, we had our team for communication, and they were saying how well it was going with this new format we have created, which is more direct for visitors of our digital guide, and how this tool that we have been improving over the past 6 months to engage our visitors more. We saw how the number of users of this guide was on the rise. And we also have a product, and here I'm doing some advertisement. We have a product in Barcelona called Art Ticket. It's like a passport that allows you to visit the six public museums in the city, the Tapies Museum, Picasso Museum, and we are working on hiring a consultancy firm so that next year we can evolve this Art Ticket digitally to see if it offers any potential. So I'm saying all of this because the topic of this year's event is very timely and also striking a balance between caring for our in-person visitors when we have actions to get closer to certain communities and certain groups. We also need to come close to our visitors who come in person. Ultimately, I'd like to thank you for organizing this event before you get started. And if you'd allow me to advertise something, this month, the MACBA is entering in the 30th anniversary of the museum. And on the 5th today, at 8 p.m., we'll be opening a very powerful exhibition. I invite you to visit. And then on November 27th at 7 p.m., we will have a big party to celebrate the 30th anniversary. So that's all on my side, and I wish you all the best. Thank you so much. And now we'll give the floor to Gemma Domènech, who is the director of the Catalan Institute for Cultural Heritage Research. Hello, good morning, everyone, and welcome once again. Today is an important day, a very important day for us, because the seminar of the Observatory of Audiences is always important, but this year we're celebrating our 10th edition. Starting off is easy, and as you all know, it's difficult to keep it going. It means persisting, resisting, and never giving up. And that is not always an easy task. This 10th international seminar, I would say, is proof of this resistance, persistence, and the good spirit of the work done by all of those who have been in the observatory. Joaquima Bovis, where are you, Joaquima? There you are. And Antoni Laporte, who together with Kim Nadal established and nurtured the project. Javi Huguet, who for 2 years now is the director of the observatory and who joined this adventure early on, Paul Casals, who goes by his side, and all of the staff at the Catalan Institute for Cultural Heritage Research. We have always tried to support the work of our colleagues at the observatory, but this isn't something we have done alone from the Catalan Cultural Heritage. We've done it with the support of the DG for Cultural Heritage, who promoted the establishment of the observatory, and the Museum Service, which is our usual interlocutor that looks out for the observatory and for the consolidation of this international seminar. So I would like to take this occasion to congratulate one another for this seminar. 10th anniversary, we're far from our 30th anniversary, and I would also like to congratulate MAGPA, which helped to consolidate the observatory of audiences, because after 11 years, we truly believe it's a key element in the management of museums in Catalonia. And for the Institute, the observatory is a key element in the role of the Catalan Institute, which through research and emergence wants to connect cultural heritage with the present times and the challenges we face today and in the future. So our will is to give society tools that can allow us to take decisions in everything related to heritage. And one more year, I'd like to highlight the wonderful reception given to us by the Barcelona Contemporary Art Museum. I'd like to thank the team for their kindness with us and the support of Sonia Blasco and the museum service and the whole team, actually. I won't name them all. Of course, thank the general director for the general manager for organizing this event and also for yesterday's workshop. And very especially, I'd like to publicly thank the excellent work of the team at the observatory with Paul, with the support from a distance, but without losing sight of Joaquim Avobes and Antoni Laporta. And I'd like to thank the whole team of the Institute that are doing everything they can to support us in technical aspects and who will ultimately make it possible for us to be here. I'd also like to thank the speakers for finding some time in their busy agendas and coming here to share their knowledge and experiences with us. I'd also like to thank the participants in the roundtable who will share their experiences with us. I'd also like to thank the interpreters and technicians who enable communication. Without them, we would be at loss. And of course, I'd like to thank our sponsors who once again are shown their renewed trust in our work and all of us. And without them, we couldn't do half of what we do. So I'd also like to thank our sponsors once again. And very especially, I'd like to thank our audience, those of you who are newcomers, those who are repeat visitors. It's thanks to you that we have this event. And you are the ones, Javier, Paul, Antoni, Joaquina, you are the ones that will keep us wanting to continue to be at the helm of this ship so that nothing stops. Thank you all very much. Thank you so much. Now we will hear from Joaquim Borràs, the Director General for Cultural Heritage from the Catalan Regional Government. Good morning, everyone. General Manager of MAGPA, congratulations on your 30th anniversary. I'd also like to thank Gemma Domènech, Director of the Catalan Institute for Cultural Heritage Research. Congratulations on your 10th anniversary. Welcome to Xavier, the Technical Director of the Observatory. Dear friends and colleagues, good morning. We are delighted, as those who have preceded me have said, in celebrating the 10th anniversary, which is helping to consolidate the Observatory of Audiences of Cultural Heritage. 10 years is an important milestone, and it is an event that is consolidated now and helps us to understand the audiences and visitors of our museums and cultural institutions. We are here this year to talk about hybrid audiences in museums, and more so, we have to coexist with in-person visitors, which of course are very important, but at the same time, we must adapt to the digital environment. That is obvious, and that is why we're here. It's the first time, I think you talked about this was in 2017, where we talked of online museum visitors. And over the years today, we have come up with this discussion between in-person visitors and hybrid and online visitors, a hybrid model to share best practices and experiences, and I think today will be very helpful. Also bearing in mind that there was something which had a strong imprint on our life for whole generation, that is the COVID-19 pandemic. And in this case, it was important because it marked a turning point in heritage centers and museums with regards to our audiences. The lockdown back then, the closure of museums during the pandemic was something that we weren't pleased at the lockdown, but it allowed visitors to enjoy our collections through the digital resources, and it allowed us to reinvent ourselves. And many things changed in our lives during the COVID pandemic. It sped up the development of the digital world, which in many senses we saw something far-fetched. And for cultural heritage, it allowed us to dive into the world of digital resources. So, new ways of enjoying museums from a distance. It came with opportunities, and I think it's also an important social element. Sometimes people from around the world who find it very difficult to visit our museums, but digitally we bring our heritage closer to societies from around the world. So the progress doesn't stop. Virtual reality and augmented reality, and now with artificial intelligence, which for sure will change the landscape, bring many possibilities. Today, museums, we all know that they include digital resources in their virtual environments, tactile screen, touch screens. It's a reality. We're talking of the present, immersive experiences, digitalization. So from the Catalan Ministry of Culture and the Museum DG, we have been working to improve our infrastructures based on the principles of sustainability, accessibility, and innovation. These are excellent examples of the recent evolution. From the Regional Ministry of Culture, we have promoted a project, Keeping an Eye on History, to live historic events firsthand, thanks to these digital projects and digital realities, but also other realities such as Art Plus Digital of the Vic Medieval Art Museum. And I would also like to give you a spoiler to say there is a wonderful exhibition at the Instituto Marlier that was recently inaugurated, or for instance, the ongoing exhibition which marked a milestone, the Imperium exhibition that combines research, narratives, and technology. That is in the Archaeological Museum of Catalonia, by the way. From the Regional Ministry of Culture, we have promoted projects that you know, Tanit Giravol and many others. We have new audiences, and thanks to these initiatives, we must rethink the way in which we measure these digital audiences and how we evaluate them. Of course, these seminars are great opportunities to learn about our audiences, about their needs, to get reliable data. I think one of the challenges that all heritage centers have is to fine-tune the type of audiences we have and what their needs are. Sometimes we have global data, but we need more specific data. And only in doing so can we measure the real impact that museums have in the digital era. To conclude, I'd like to express a special thanks to the Observatory of Audiences and the Catalan Institute for Cultural Heritage Research for organizing these events. We, of course, are delighted to participate in the event, and we hope this will continue for many years to come. Why not? We could dream of reaching 30. I'd also like to thank the Magba team for hosting us in this beautiful auditorium, and I'd like to thank all of the professionals who will be sharing your experiences. I wish you a fruitful debate, and thank you all very much. Thank you so much for your kind words to the General Director. We are very grateful for the support from the Regional Ministry of Culture and the Museums Division, the organizing of this event, and all of the work we do at the Observatory. Allow me, as the Director of the Observatory, to give you a brief overview of the content of today's seminar and how we've approached it. Today's event aims at being a space to share ideas, experiences, and challenges around everything digital. dealing with issues such as how we can better understand our audiences, how can we get digitization to be more inclusive, and how can we guarantee a real and sustainable impact. Digitization is no longer just a tool, it's a structural need that changes all of the dimensions of a museum, from the management of our collections to the way in which we bring in our audiences. It's not just about being present on social media and the internet, but also to understand how everything digital helps us to improve in bringing culture closer to people, preserving our heritage, and leaving a mark on our audiences. In recent years, we have learned that everything digital does not replace the in-person experience. It enriches it. That we need solid digital strategies that are aligned with the museum's vision, and that data are a key element to know how publics engage with the physical and virtual museums. We also know that digital transformation comes with challenges. The digital gap is a problem, especially in small and medium-sized museums. The visitor's experience in museums combines in-person and digital elements. Digital visitors use digital tools like apps, virtual reality, augmented reality, AI, in all areas and in all of their journey before the journey, during the journey, and after the journey. And this means we need to look at the visitor's journey, integrating data from the in-person and online audiences, having a comprehensive view of their motivations, their experiences. And this calls us to look at the evaluation or measurement tools that we've used up to now and have a different look. Audiences are no longer passive viewers. They want to participate, interact, and co-create. And this is an invitation to rethink about how we connect with our audiences, how we personalize their experiences, and how we turn everything that is digital into a meeting point for everything to have a shared meaning. And looking ahead into the future, the digital transformation in museums should follow four strategic lines. It should integrate digital elements in all of the museum strategy, train teams, open up spaces for participation with our audiences, and to better measure the impact of what we do in museums. Digitalization is an opportunity to rethink of the role of museums in a constantly evolving world, and it can help us to be more open, more inclusive, and gain relevance in today's society. So, with the goal of bringing some context into this event from the observatory, we had a survey among Catalan museum workers to know about some of the digital aspects more concretely. And let me introduce some of the outcomes of this survey. We got in touch with 144 museums, all of the registered museums in Catalonia, as well as other museums and collections, medium and large-sized museums. We got 85 responses. Many of you are here with your directors and technical staff. With regards to the digital strategy, 40% of museums have some guidelines on a digital strategy. 27% of the museums have a strategy plan or drafting one, and 33% of museums have neither a plan or guidelines on the digital transformation. On the digital resources in permanent exhibitions, 84% of museums have audio-visual elements, 66% have QR codes, 60% have audio guides, and 11% have virtual reality resources, and 9% have augmented reality resources. 74% of museums offer open Wi-Fi connection to their visitors. And as to who deals with digital communication in museums, 67% of museums, it's the internal staff who do this. 30%, it's a mix of internal and external staff. 12% external, and for 7% of museum, it's people working in this town hall or another administration. 92% of the museums have mailing lists or newsletters. 27% of them have WhatsApp mailing lists, and 4% have none. And on social media, 90% of museums have an active participation on Instagram. 87% on Facebook. 65% on X, 54% on YouTube and on TikTok, and 68% of museums say they're doing digital innovation, especially with regards to virtual and augmented realities and audio guides. Generally speaking, these data show a positive picture on the digital inclusion in Catalan museums, with a strong commitment to digital transformation. Many museums have digital resources for the exhibitions. They provide or offer open Wi-Fi and access to digital trends is universal. There's a growing amount of museums working on digital strategies, promoting innovative projects, which show their efforts to continuously improve. So before introducing our first panelist, and we've already touched on this, I wanted to mention a topic which I'm especially happy and proud of, and that is that we're holding the 10th International Seminar of the Observatory of Audiences. Over these 10 years, we've come together to talk to about something relating to audiences or visitors. We're bringing together museum actors from around Catalonia, and for me, it's a great satisfaction and a great pride. Over these 10 years, we've dealt with the issues such as data management, virtual audiences, assessing quality, the impact of free museums, the participation of museum communities, the social impact of museums, the development of new audiences and visitors, or evaluating exhibition texts. So I'm especially pleased to show you this map of Catalonia, showing you the 36 museums that have been over the course of these 10 editions to coming to present experiences. They're all relevant experiences in terms of museum heritage. As you see, we have small museums from the Pyrenees to large museums in Barcelona. There are museums on all topics, so it's a map that makes me feel quite proud, I must say. So I'd like to thank all of these museums and thank the 97 speakers who have participated over these 10 years, 26 international speakers, and 71 professionals linked to the field of museums in Catalonia have shared their quality projects. So I'd like to thank all of them. I'd also like to thank the team from the Catalan Institute for Cultural and Heritage Research, and thank all of you for being here, and a big clap for all of you.